Good morning. Morning and welcome to the special singing chapel. Let's begin this morning by turning in your blue hymnals to number 521. And let's stand to sing this. Number 521, Come Thou Fount. Standing and turn to number 6 here in this place. Number 6.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to chapel. My name is Ashley Walker, and I'm a senior vocal music education major and youth ministries minor from Kirkland, Indiana. To begin chapel, I would like to light the candle in front of me to symbolize God's presence among us this morning. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for this morning and for the beautiful sunshine you have blessed us with. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here together and worship you. Thank you for all of the blessings you have put in our lives. We will forever be grateful. I just ask that you bless this service as we offer it up to you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I am very excited to have the opportunity to introduce to you today's chapel because it is centered around a tradition that I have come to love in my time here at Goshen College. As many of you know, hymn singing is such a beloved tradition here at Goshen College that not only are hymns sung in chapel, but they're also sung in racquetball courts, in dorm rooms, and even at soccer games. As the Goshen College community, it is important to remember, though, that not every person here on campus has come from a hymn-singing tradition, including myself. Growing up in a church that sang mostly worship music, the concept of four-part harmony for me was left in the choir room. I can clearly remember my first chapel here at Goshen when I walked in those back doors thinking that I was going to impress some people with my musical skills from high school concert choir. When the singing started, I just stopped and looked around in complete amazement. After this experience, I was afraid of singing in chapel for a while because I was positive that I was going to mess up this beautiful sound. Therefore, I am here today to encourage those of you that are not used to this tradition to not be like I was in the beginning, but instead to dive right in with us this morning. It doesn't matter if you don't understand the scribbles on the page. It doesn't matter if you don't sing the notes quite right, and it doesn't even matter if you stumble over the words a few times. We all have to acknowledge the fact that, musical skills or not, we are here to simply praise God this morning for all the wonderful blessings in our lives. So again, Mennonite or non-Mennonite, musical or non-musical, please join us in singing and praising God this morning in chapel.
Turn to number 40 and sing the story, the purple book. We're gonna try to sing this in both English and Zulu, so the pronunciation is on the bottom. If you're unfamiliar, I'll read through it quick.
Somlandela, somlandelu Jesu, somlandela la yonke inda wo, somlandela, somlandelu Jesu. Lapo eya kona somlandela.
So we'll sing it in English and then in Zulu and English again. And please stand. And remain standing.
Christ,
number 411 in the blue hymnal, and you may be seated.
We're going to be moving into a time of prayer now, and we'll be interspersing that with a song, which is actually a setting of the Lord's Prayer, and that's number 48 in Sing the Journey. And we'll start off just doing a verse in between each of the sections of the prayer, and I'll sing the leader part, and you'll join in on the part that goes, Hallowed be thy name, and then goes, Hallowed be thy name. And if you start feeling comfortable, feel free to join in on the leader part as well as we go along.
God of all life, we praise you for the wisdom of your care. Water on the earth, sunlight on our spirits, hands on blinded eyes. We thank you for the signs of your love that surround us, for sun and warmth and all that comes to life. Within creation, for all that sleeps within the earth, awaiting birth. Continue to touch us. Reach out to us with compassion and forgiveness, that we may receive your gifts, and that we may forever know your love and grace. Satisfies the longing of those in need. Praise the one who holds with tenderness the orphan and the widow, and gives the stranger a land and a home. Eternal, wonderful, utterly to be trusted. You give life to us all. You help those who come to you. You give hope to those who cry to you. Forgive our sins, secret and open, and rid us of every habit of thought that stands against the gospel. Set our hearts at peace, so we may live our lives before you, confidently and without fear. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please turn in your Sing the Journey to number 13. My soul is filled with joy, number 13. Verse 5 and stand.
seated. And please turn in your hymnal to number 548. Teach Me Thy Truth, 548. This song was written by a GC alum. And you'll see at the top, it actually says Goshen under the title. This is considered the Goshen hymn. And please stand for our last hymn, which will be 118, Praise God From Whom. This song is one that Mennonites have kind of adopted as their anthem. Please enjoy it, and it's referred to as 606 sometimes, but now we'll be singing it as 118 in this book. Praise God From Whom.